This is VOA News. Fire remote. Witnesses say the rockets have struck a neighborhood near Kabul's international airport amid the ongoing U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. The rockets struck Monday morning in Kabul's Salim Karwan neighborhood. A gunfire immediately followed the explosions, but it was not immediately clear who was firing. A drone strike blew up a vehicle carrying multiple suicide bombers from Afghanistan and the Islamic State affiliate on Sunday, and before they could attack the ongoing military evacuation at Kabul's international airport, American officials said, an Afghan official said that three children were killed in that strike. The U.S. is to withdraw from Afghanistan by Tuesday. The Biden administration is within reach of achieving one of its goals in Afghanistan. Biden administration officials say the United States has the capacity to evacuate the approximately 300 U.S. citizens remaining in Afghanistan who want to leave before President Biden's Tuesday deadline. The commitment comes as another U.S. drone strike against suspected Islamic State militants highlights the grave threat in the war's final days. A Louisiana sheriff's office has reported the first death from Hurricane Ida. The Ascension Parish Sheriff's Office says on Facebook that deputies responding to a report of someone injured by a fallen tree at a home confirmed the person had died. It's a suburb in Baton Rouge, Louisiana's capital city. The report came hours after Ida slammed ashore in South Louisiana as a major Category 4 hurricane. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea appears to have restarted the operations of its main nuclear reactor used to produce weapons fuels, the UN Atomic Energy Agency said, as the North openly threatens to enlarge its nuclear arsenal amid long-dormant nuclear diplomacy with the United States. The annual report by the International Atomic Energy Agency refers to a 5-megawatt reactor at the North's main nuclear complex, north of Pyongyang. The reactor produces plutonium, one of the two key ingredients used to build nuclear weapons, along with highly enriched uranium. Israel's defense minister has held talks late with the Palestinian president in the first high-level meeting between the two sides in years. The meeting between Benny Gantz and Mahmoud Abbas signaled a possible shift of direction after the near-complete breakdown in communication between Abbas and Israeli leaders in recent years. That breakdown had taken place under former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who pursued a hardline policy toward the Palestinians backed by former U.S. President Donald Trump. Officials say the Gantz-Abbas meeting took place late Sunday. The Israeli Daily says that it was held in the town of Ramallah in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Three prisoners at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center face a possible first day in court after being held for 18 years in connection with the deadly 2002 Bali nightclub bombings and other plots in Southeast Asia. Indonesia prisoners, known as Hambali, and two Malaysians are to be arraigned Monday before a military commission. The charges include murder, conspiracy, and terrorism. It's merely the first step in what could be a long legal journey for a case that involves evidence tainted by CIA torture that is largely responsible for war crimes cases to languish at Guantanamo Bay. Coronavirus cases continue to rise in Australia's New South Wales state, with authorities on Monday reporting a record daily high of infections of the Delta variant. New South Wales Premier Gladys said that 1,290 cases were reported mainly in the southwestern and western suburbs of Sydney, which continue to be a concern for health authorities. Four COVID-19 deaths were also reported, bringing the death toll from the latest outbreak, which began in mid-June, to 93. Australia has reached 103 total deaths. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.